Brussels has a bit more of a bustling feel this morning. Parents are taking their children to school. There's a street sweeper you can probably hear that's just coming around quite close to me at the moment. Office workers heading to work and to the stations. I just passed the central station here. There are army lorries outside and troops outside on guard as well. So a reminder of the situation the city finds itself in. But it is busier than yesterday, when arguably there was more of a somber mood. And it was yesterday that we spoke on this programme to a young Muslim woman called Asma. She lives in the Molenbeek part of Brussels, which has a bad reputation of being home to some of the attackers, certainly in the Paris attacks, and it may well have links to these latest attacks. I caught up with Asma again in a cafe in Molenbeek to ask her and others why they think young Muslims are being radicalised. It's an amazing counter. What's your favourite then?
My favourite is the saucisson de bœuf.
There's a great smell in here of charcuterie. And
it's cool because normally we can't eat it because it's not halal, and he did it for us, and it's bio and halal.
I was actually quite surprised when I walked in here because, I mean, it's beautiful pine floorboards and pine tables, and it looks very chic. Yeah, bio,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
This doesn't fit the image of what we've been told about Molenbeek.
Totally, there is a lot of things that don't fit with what is said and what it really exists. Did you notice when you came here that there is a difference between the two sides of the canal?
Yeah, so the other side of the canal that I crossed over, much closer to the center
of town. You came by walk, though?
Yeah, by the other side of the canal, it's not as diverse as this.
People are like blaming us for living with each other and like for creating ghettos. But if I want to rent a shop or a house from the other side of the canal, I have to have a high salary. My name is going to be a little bit disturbing on the contract.
Okay, let's just step inside here, the fishmonger. Wonderful smell of fish in here. Calamari, prawns on sale, a lot of fish on ice. There's a couple of ladies doing their shopping and they don't want to answer any of my questions, but the moment Asma asks them about what's going on, well, we've got a whole tirade, as you can hear. Why are these attacks happening? It's nothing to do with religion, she says. It's about the political situation. It's about these young men being used by groups like ISIS to further their own political aims. There's another man just coming to the fishmongers here. Sir, if I can ask you, a lot of people say it's about politics. A lot of people say it's about unemployment, about young people feeling that they don't have a stake in this society. But to a lot of people, those just sound like excuses.
So he says that the problem is ISIS. Whatever you are asking for, what's the reason, it may be the background, the origins, they are working for ISIS and they recruited them. So let's work and focus on the real problem and stop focusing on micro problems.
After attacks like we saw on Tuesday, the stereotyping will get worse, presumably. Do you think that feeds in to the radicalization of some people?
I don't think it can feed in, but I think it can help them in their comfort zone of they hate us, the government hate us, so whatever I do, they deserve it. And it's easy also for the recruiters from ISIS to play on that game. They give them a goal to their misery, so they think they're going to be heroes. And they are just zeros, actually. It's just, they're not the Che Guevara of Molenbeek.